Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. It is November 16th, 2016. Hey, we're just a little over a week after the election, if in case anybody remembers that. It's this thing that happened last week. Here to talk with us today, special guest Axel Merk is here today, who you know as a noted expert on world currencies and the manager of several mutual funds that manage currency risk for investors, as well as an equity fund and, of course, the Revolutionary Gold Fund that trades under the ticker symbol OUNZ. We've had him on before. Axel, welcome.
Good to be with you.
So, the Trump election, I did not see it coming, personally. And I did not anticipate this market reaction. It's been just a post-Brexit bonanza in at least the U.S. equity markets. Can we really understand all this by talking about the infrastructure spend he might have in play or the deregulation of banks? Is that really a suitable explanation here?
Oh, well, you're raising a bunch of questions here in one sentence.
first, where do we start?
First of all, intellectually, neither of us are qualified to address anything Trump. Anybody who kind of lives at the coasts doesn't understand what's happening. It's one of the reasons why so many got surprised. We weren't quite as surprised, not because we are smarter, but because we were humble after Brexit. And we said, all right, because nobody predicted Brexit, nobody's going to predict the outcome of this one. And so we didn't take any chances. Now, that said, to address the more important question of how things are going to go going forward, there are obviously a bunch of different forces at play. And then let's also just keep in mind that no matter where you are politically, you always hope for change when your guy or gal makes it. And then, surprise, surprise, 4 years later, you realize not all that much has changed. So, That said, let me just throw out a couple of things here. If you are a deal maker, which Mr. Trump says he is, and I trust that he is in that sense, well, you make deals in Washington by spending money. I promise you your bridge to nowhere if I can build my wall. And so that is how he, in my view, is indeed going to be able to ramp up infrastructure spending, because some of the hawkish folks on the Republican side might not get along, but then he'll just strike a deal with the Democrats. And by the way, he is good buddies with Schumer. I think he'll get some spending done. Now, if we just stay on that topic here for a moment, what the implications are. We already have low unemployment. And so the implication of that, in my view, is foremost more government spending, more government debt, not exactly an efficient allocation of resources because government is known to do that. Mm-hmm. And then importantly, we're going to get wage inflation. When you push fiscal spending, when wages are already creeping higher and you have inflation creeping in there and unemployment is low, odds are wage inflation is going to creep up. We're going to get some inflation. So that's on the infrastructure side.
Before we move on there, though, let me just one other piece on that. So he's going to expand deficit spending, presumably on this infrastructure, you know, bridges and walls and things like that. But that's going to have to be financed by additional bond sales. So more bonds out in the market means lower bond prices, means higher yields. We've seen some higher yields already maybe having an impact on mortgage applications, if we can, you know, put that out there already, but a pretty big decline in mortgage apps. So are you saying that you're expecting a rising interest rate environment to go along with this?
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.